P5 RGM, P5 Alpha Lima.
V-E-7-S-L-Z.
V-5 Alpha Lima, V-5 RJM. Did you get my email I sent to you there? Oh, okay. Hang on for a sec. All right, yeah, I got it. Okay, cool. So, well, that kind of sucks on propagation there for HF there. Maybe you'll have to let me know how HF signals are today there, since I don't have my HF station connected up here yet. Back to you. I was, excuse me, I was a little bit busy this morning. I just went to the store. So I went to buy some winter boots for this year. The whole one was pretty, not very good. So I just went to Mark's to buy a new pair of winter boots. And I went to B&E Electronic because I bought some... ICOM SM50 desktop microphone from him yesterday. But I need to switch some wires to fit on my XUJ90. That's a different connection with the 8-pin DIN connector. So, and also, I bought more RJ45 just in case I need some. So, yeah, it will be pretty good. I'm very happy what he did for me yesterday. So, he gave me a right price, and that's perfect. I love it, that thing. Thank you.
Roger, roger. So, oh yeah, Tom's pretty accommodating there. So he's got lots of stuff there to liquidate there, I'm sure. So that's what I need to do is liquidate some of the stuff I got here that I don't use anymore and sits on the shelf and does nothing. Yeah, I got a whole, well, I got a section in the basement floor here that's kind of... taking up way too much space here for me, so gotta either give it away or put it down, mark it down cheap, so it moves out quickly here. Yeah, that'd be my winter project here, one of them. So that's what I have on my agenda for. Well, no, on my agenda today is getting ready for the meeting on Saturday loading up the vehicle there with a bunch of stuff there I'll be taking to the meeting. So, anyways, fine business on that. Well, I'm sure that you'll be able to do the correct pin settings there for it to make that mic work there for you. So there you go. I like to do that with, I actually got a good desktop mic I want to utilize for my 2 meters, but I've got everything I need. I just got to do it there, change the cable in there as well there. So I got the same little project here, but on my 2 meter mobile, or dual band mobile, 8900. So anyways, back to you, VE5 Alpha Lima, VE5 RJM.
Copy that, Randy. Yeah, check on the internet. They call ICOM Sierra Mic/50 desktop microphone. And you see the picture over there. So I'm going very happy about what he gave it to me, and we had a good meet yesterday, and we went to Tim Horton a little bit to pick up some stuff, and a good conversation, and he showed me the antenna on the balcony, a pretty good setup. Otherwise, oh, I see, and also we have an amplifier for HF for sale, but I don't know if I need it. I can't remember how many watts output, but anyway, I can't remember, but that's it's more than 100 watt for sure. I'm not sure, but anyhow. But he's coming next week to see me in Saskatoon, so you need to go to the hospital for MRI or CT scan at probably City Hospital or whatever, so I'll probably take care of him to go together at the hospital together, and he really wants to see my train set and my station HF radio in my basement, so that will be nice. I think he's coming next Wednesday. Back to you, Randy, B5RGM, B5 Alpha Lima.
Yeah, roger, roger. I think I got the same mic. I'd have to check on the model number, but I think I got the same mic that I use on my C7-9300 HF radio there. So, it's pretty decent. I like it. I ended up buying that off of Chris when he moved to Humboldt there from Kenora. So, I think that's the one. I can't remember now. I bought one from him anyway, so I think that might have been the one there. So, but anyways, when I got here, it works very, very well, so you'll really like that one there as well. So, I'll find business on that. Well, you got your next Wednesday all planned out there for you, so good show on that, and hopefully Tom's results come back good there for him. So, just hope for that, I guess. Other than that, that's about all I got here, up here. Did you get actually the part that you need there for your Zygo 90? I don't even know if I pronounced that right. did you end up getting a microphone connector there for that? Over.
It's called ICOM MS-50 desktop microphone. Just check on the internet. And also, that's pretty funny. Yesterday I was in Moja, and I checked my frequency while my radio was on the scan and on the scanner, whatever, and 146.940 with 123 tone. I hope pin up that repeater and Lloyd Minister. I can't believe it. I don't know, I'm serious, and I try a couple of times, and I try to call somebody, but of course nobody there. But I'm serious, 146.940 with tone 123 at Lloydminster. I can't believe it. I don't know what happened. That's pretty strange. Back to you.
Well, I don't think you picked up the Lloydminster repeater. It's down and out. It's off the air, last I heard. So you're picking up the 146.94, I know, is Moose Jaw repeater. I don't know what they have for a tone on there. I can look on repeater book, I guess. But that's the Moose Jaw repeater there, I think. Tom's note is just the two numbers reversed there. Instead of 9-4, it's 4-9. So, picking up there, Pierre. Maybe it was the Bouchard repeater there, over.
7FLZ.
Well, I tried to call Tom, but no answer. But do you think I need to the tone for a squelch, QSL?
Yeah, Roger. For Tom's node, you do. And it's 100 hertz. 100.0 hertz is the tone frequency. And that's on the receive and transmit, so it's T squelch, tone squelch, when you're programming it. Over.
I see. Now I got it. That's why. No, I didn't programming the squill tone. I did just the tone, the regular tone or whatever, on DTMF or whatever, but I didn't set up the squelch, so that's probably why they didn't work. But, yeah, that makes sense. I figured out later today. And, yeah, so that's about it. So I need to fix that desktop microphone today, do some connection with a different connector and stuff, because that ICOM they use, they work only on the ICOM receiver HF radio. So I need to, the connection is a little bit different, so for the ground and the PTT and stuff. But I got my diagram already for my SQ-G90 plus this desktop microphone ICOM MS-50. So they told if I need to figure out where I'm supposed to put those wires, and I just need a six connection. So I just use a Cat5, or I have some very flexible internet 8 wires. Look like a Cat5 for the internet, but the one I've got a big bunch at home is very, very flexible. So I figured out something today. So I'll be a little bit busy to figure out, but that's fine. Take your time, patient, and that's about it. Otherwise, no, I was happy to see Tom yesterday, and no problem at all. So, are you ready for a football game on Saturday, Rindy?
Just as long as you don't fall asleep, Pierre, hi. Oh, boy. Yeah, well, I told you how to program that radio there, and it even lists it on repeater book that way for Tom's node. And I just checked here. Mushaw repeater is 14694, and it's got no tone. So you're transmitting maybe a tone, but it didn't make no difference. You're still keying it up. But you won't hear nothing on Tom's node because you don't have the tone squelch programmed in there. But anyways, you'll figure it out there, I'm sure. So, well, it looks like you got a busy day. You got a few projects there to do there. Get things set up there for you. You mentioned earlier about an amplifier. Whereabouts is this amplifier for sale there? Over.
Be better to talk to him because I don't know how much he wants for, but it's a big amplifier for HF radio. But I'm thinking about it, so I would like to make sure. I need to call Dave if I really need it, because on my XUG90, it's 20 watt, right? Maximum 20 watt. So I don't know if I need a bigger power or whatever. So I need to figure it out before.